Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way is in this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. Janelle, it's good to have you back. Good morning.
Good morning. Good snow after all the snow morning. Yes.
We made it through the snow. I don't know how, but we've made it, and there may be more next week.
Yeah. And the roads are great. The main roads are fine.
So. Yep. Don't worry about it. Well, since we last talked, some rather large news featuring Janelle Donahue and news that I was not expecting. You have been a longtime supporter and guest of this show. You go, we've been doing this for 20 some years now, and you have always come in at various roles, but most recently, obviously, as president of Rappahannock United Way. Yeah. And at the end of June?
Mm-hmm. June,
you are retiring.
June 30th.
You are retiring.
I'm retiring my career at Rappahannock United Way. You're right. I am. And I appreciate you letting me come in as an elementary school student, you know, since we've been doing this 20 years.
Yes,
you know?
It was. I saw something in you. I said,
that's
that
right.
Girl's going to go somewhere.
Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to
yes,
it.
Yes, and I'll back you up.
But yes, I the end of January, I announced my retirement from my career at Rappahannock United Way. I have loved every minute and second. I tell people, and it's true, I can count on my two hands how many days that I got to the afternoon and was just like, I'm bored, or I don't have anything else to do, or I just don't want to be here. I've had such a great experience and career with Rappahannock United Way and all of our partners and volunteers and staff that I just feel like it's time for me to look for my next adventure. And so I'm giving them notice and looking for my next adventure. Yeah.
I think if there are organizations out there that should just snatch you up.
Well, thank you.
Because you have had at Rappahannock United Way, and you've had a vision, and you've been able to adapt. Really, like few people that I have seen.
Thank
so
you.
A lot of people burn out, mm-hmm. especially with what's been going on the last five, six
right.
years or so. And you have adapted. Rappahannock United Way. I just think when I first came to this area, there was always the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody with the Redskins would come
oh,
in, and there
yeah.
would be the kickoff. You know, banquet at night, and it really was through. A lot of money was raised from from the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have just transitioned to so many things to what we'll get into today. But we're going to talk more and more. We'll talk more before your official time
absolutely.
Ends. But you think of that. You think of the ALICE program, where everybody talks about that in the community now. Every elected official.
That.
Knows about ALICE.
That makes me so happy. We brought ALICE to our community and our state in 2017. And, you know, I even can be in meetings and people say, oh, have you heard of ALICE and how to help ALICE? And it just makes me smile in a big way. So, we've evolved quite a bit. I came in the Barbara Terry era of workplace campaigns
yep.
and kickoffs and necessarily had to evolve and excited about what United Way is doing now.
Yeah, so we'll get into all that with you and your career, but you have been and will continue to be a voice in the community, especially with Rappahannock United Way through the end of June. So
yeah,
we still have you, and I still have you as a as a guest.
Absolutely.
For a few more months. Prosper Taxes is underway. This is you do this every year, and it is off and running and continues to help the community.
Absolutely. We kicked off our tax season on January 27th with a ribbon cutting, thanks to the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce. And we were just expecting a little ribbon cutting to open up our 21st year of taxes, doing taxes for free for our community. And we were really blessed that Senator Kane, Representative Venman came along with all of our board members and supporters. So we cut the ribbon ribbon. It was so impactful for Senator Kaine. He even spoke about our tax program on the floor. So we got excited about having a little shout out for Fredericksburg area and the taxes that we're doing. And so we're up and running. We have 10 tax sites across different locations, Planning District 16. And we're hoping by the end of the year to host over 55 tax sites across 8 different locations. So it's a big deal, and we've already started doing taxes. So
well, and the money that you're able to put into people's pockets, because in a lot of ways, and before this program came, a lot of people were afraid to do their taxes sometimes, and you have gotten them, especially those type people, to do their taxes, get a refund, and it's been life-changing.
Oh, absolutely. The amount of money that we've been able to save our community, the opportunity. We're a certified IRS site. We have volunteers that help individuals file their taxes. They can come in, give us the information, and the volunteers put it in the computer. So far, we've done 151 federal taxes. We've saved clients just so far. This is only what, February 13th? So we've got a good 2 months more. Two more months to go. But we've already saved $30,000 in filing fees. And this is money that our community can put back for paying bills, paying for food, putting toward their children's education, fixing the car. You know, some of those things that they need are. Total refunds secured is at $22,000, and we're doing all this with 24 volunteers. So it's a big deal. It's an impact on the community. It's helping those who, are in a position where they need some help. Maybe they're not tech savvy and aren't comfortable doing it online. We're helping young people learn how to do their taxes so mm-hmm. that they can do it, and the parents don't have to do it the rest of their lives. So it's a really great program, and it's free, and it's not a charity program. We help families that have a combined income of $84,000 or less. Depending on the household size, that could be a little bit larger, but typically $84,000 or less. And the average, roughly $30,000 for the average yearly income, but we go all the way up to $84,000.
Wow, boy, mm-hmm. but that's just that $30,000 average. That's whatever they're getting back is going to really help them and their families. And like you said, it helps the community in turn.
Well, absolutely. And then we make sure that they're getting everything that they're eligible for, from earned income tax credits to child credits to education credits to anything that they have credits for. We're making a big difference. We have a great partnership with interns at Germana Community College mm-hmm. and Mary Washington University of Mary Washington, but we have CPAs, we have business executives, we have retired professionals. Our volunteers are IRS certified, and they are excited to help people. They're there bright and early to help everybody. And we've done this show enough times, and my kids are now old enough that I always say we also have an online system that if you don't feel like you need help, but you want a free service, we do My Free Taxes through a program called Tax Slayer. And both of mine are now, 20 and 22, and they do their own taxes now because the system is so easy to be able to do their own taxes. So one slays their taxes and the other complains because they have to pay sometimes, but they're doing it.
But it helps them. This has helped them. Be able to be sufficient in this area.
Absolutely. They're independent. The first couple times I sat with them to answer questions like, yes, you're my dependent. Don't put your dependent of your own because I still want credit. They do it on their own and they feel good about being independent as well. So you can use our free online services. You can come into the office and have one of the tax volunteers walk you through and help do your taxes for you.
And again, really, all the topics we're going to talk about with Rappahannock United Way this morning, and Prosper Taxes being the first, but it may not impact you, but you may know somebody you may have, mm-hmm. you may know somebody in, you know, whether it's somebody at work or in your church or just people you know that can benefit by this, let them know about this tax service.
Yeah, absolutely, because we have our tax site at our office and at Rappahannock United Way on Tidewater Trail right beside the Wawa, and we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but the rest of the week we are at different locations at libraries, but we also will do pop-up. We'll go to like Madonna House, or we'll go and work with the RECSB. So if there are populations where we can go, we'll take our tax site to where the people are as well. So we just try to be the most accommodating to our community and make a big difference.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org, the website where you can find out more information about this, and you'll see a link to Prosper Taxes. Janelle Donahue here. We'll come back and talk about mentoring when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue in this morning from Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. We'll get you in touch with really all the things we're talking about and really a lot of great programs. Prosper Mentoring is one of those programs, and this is such a super program, Janelle. More people need to be involved in this.
Yes, yes, they do.
It yes. really, there really are good things, and this is one of those things where a lot of times, I may know someone that I know can be helped by this, and you talk about it to them, and they're thinking, yeah, you know, I know a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. they're thinking they don't need it.
Right.
But they do need it.
Right. We all need it.
We all
need it. And you know, in the state of Virginia, it's a requirement now that all students have one semester of financial workshops in high school, which we think is fabulous. We compliment what the schools are doing. But this focus is first, we our target population at United Way is ALICE. We've talked a little bit about that. And ALICE is an acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained Employed, Hardworking Individuals and Families, usually financially stable until that emergency happens. And then where do you turn if you don't have a support structure or you don't have savings? And the largest group of ALICE in our community, but also in the state of Virginia, are single mothers, women who are single mothers. And so we created something called Prosper Mentoring because we want ALICE to prosper. It's a United Way program, Rappahannock United Way. And we are focusing on helping women to be knowledgeable and financially stable. And so this is a program, it's a year-long program we created, and it's to empower working women to take control of their finances, achieve their personal goals, and build a bigger, brighter future. We all need coaches in our life, right?
Absolutely.
Well, this is an opportunity to have a financial coach. And a lot of times when they think of that, they're thinking about investments and different things. This is very, very daily needs for financial success, so budgeting, credit, savings, other personal goals. So we do coaching one-on-one with these women, but and then we also lead them into a group workshop setting. We're kicking our next one off in April 23rd. But the women come together, they learn together, but they also then have a support group of women that are cheering them on and saying, you got this, or, hey, I met my first goal, and everybody's, you know, cheering you on. Or if you're feeling down, like you haven't met your goal yet, they encourage you. And so,
or if you got a question or something, I've encountered this, mm-hmm. and I don't know what to do.
No, absolutely. And so it's a big deal. And it's women supporting women. And like I said, it's a 12-month program. We offer free one-on-one financial coaching. They come in, they set one or two goals that they're trying to achieve. And we help, you know, create a plan for them to work through their goals and how can we support them. we hold them accountable, but in a kind way, overcome challenges, making progress. You know, we also have resources that we have at our disposal, financial assistance. We have ways to help them reach goals. And then the great thing is they hear from other women in the workshops. We bring in other successful women that have lived through this. Budgeting and tracking, savings, improving their credit, managing strategies for debt, and goal setting. So it's exciting, and the women... It's women helping women.
Well, and these are the kinds of things, and there may be some of these areas that you are strong in,
mm-hmm,
but
right.
you can always learn new strategies,
right.
And in the areas where you are weakest, you can be built up. There's so much good in something like this.
Well, that's exactly right. And what we value most after we created the program, you know, is not only what our financial certified coaches. So we have certified financial coaches on staff that are leading these women through this. But like you said, a lot of them have mastered one area, and then they share their techniques and how they made it work. So
yeah.
There's encouragement of not just, yeah, you say this, but do I know if it works or not? You know, other women will step in and go, no, I do this. And
it works.
It works. Whereas they may be weaker in another area. And that's what you want. You want the tailored support. You want to get results. And we've had high success with this, with the results that the women walk out at the end of it.
Well, we talk about the ALICE population. What I think is so exciting about this, that Rappahannock United Way, first of all, identified those people. But it wasn't just like, okay, they're here, want to let you know that, and be aware. The next step is, here's how we can help you. And here's how we can, and really, you don't even have to be in the, you may not even be in the ALICE population, or maybe a little bit, I mean, maybe
no,
out of
it. No, you can, right.
But,
yes.
This will help you. This is the kind of the next step of you've identified who the population is, and now here's how you can you can help yourself and your family.
What's been really exciting, a little unexpected in a positive way, is it's all ages. We have had from 20 year olds to mid 60s. We have had single women. We have had single women, you know, mothers. We have had individuals who have raised their kids and they're out of the house. We have had grandmothers. And it's been really neat. We've had a mother-daughter duo who came in together and said, we want to learn this together.
Yeah.
It's changing generations. And then the women who learn something sit down with their children and start teaching either their adult children or whatever age, they start teaching them good financial practices. We're changing generations in this, not just the lives of a woman or a family. We're changing generations, and it's exciting to see. So it doesn't matter, you know, because some who are too young feel like they're too young to join. Well, I'm too young. No, get in here and learn the practices before you fall and get in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have grandmothers who are like, you know, I'm still struggling, or I'm taking care of everybody. I want to teach people to take care of themselves. And that's been very encouraging for us.
Yeah, boy, like you say, you take it early and then you don't find yourself.
Right.
In a situation where you're hopelessly in debt, or if you're older, you can brush up on some things and then be able to teach your family or you know, neighbors, people you know.
And sometimes women find themselves in situations they didn't expect. We have a success story where for United Way as a whole, where we had an event and we put it out that we needed volunteers in the community. And this lovely young lady came, and she was volunteering at the end. I got to speak to her, and I said, oh, how did you hear about us? She goes, oh, you know, my business put out the call for volunteers, and I'm new to the area. I had to leave where I lived before because I was in a dangerous situation. So I had to leave with me and the three kids. So it's just me as single income. And she said, but I wanted to give back. I wanted to meet people. So we got to talking, and she lived and worked in an area where we have a stipend to be able to give individuals that are ALICE. So we were able to give her a stipend, and then told her about Prosper Mentoring. She was interested. She started to attend Prosper Mentoring, learning all kinds of different things. We looked through coaching at what she was making. She was a strong employee, But it didn't matter what she did with her finances. She was never going to, with the job she was working in, she was never going to make enough money. And so we helped her work on a budget, but then we helped her start looking for other jobs. So now she has a very successful government job, making more money, able to be independently taking care of her three kids, and learning about financial practices to save money and increase her credit and take care of her family. So huge success in how we can help her.
Yeah.
Her car broke down also during this, you know, unexpectedly, and we were able to help her with her car repair. So, but she did the work. She signed up for the class. She talked to us. She volunteered. She started by caring. She started by giving of her time. And it ended up, we were able to help her. So she's a strong lady. We're very proud of her.
And I guess in some ways, you've got, I mean, it's the kind of thing that you can step aside and you don't have, it's not the kind of thing that you have to be embarrassed that you have to.
Not at all.
We all struggle with all of these things. And to be able to learn this kind of thing and then have this kind of program available.
Yeah. I don't know why. In the world we live in, when money, everybody has to manage it. Like, we understand we go to school and we learn English and mathematics and all kinds of things. But why are we ashamed or embarrassed to take a class or learn more about finances when we live this every day? Every day.
And it's one-on-one. And you're getting, you'll be getting help that you just, in most cases, on your own, you can't do this. But Rappahannock United Way has created the perfect environment.
I think
where you can all do it together.
Right.
And you can learn together and you can make some you can develop some friendships in all of this.
And for people who are very private, you know, some people are like, "Oh, I'm very private. I don't want everybody knowing my business." The one-on-one coaching sessions are completely private and we don't share. And if you come to the class, it's up to you. Do you want to share or not?
Yeah.
But you're learning together. You're growing together. Everybody doesn't just spill all their financial woes on everybody. But like I said, it's an encouraging, positive environment.
We're going to take a quick break and talk a little bit more about Prosper Mentoring. If someone does want to find out more, just go to the website.
Yep, RappahannockUnitedWay.org, or you can call our number and we'll tell you how to sign up or go online. You know, our phone number 540-373-0041, or our website www.RappahannockUnitedWay.org, and you can call us and inquire and find out more about the program.
Prosper Mentoring. We'll talk a little bit more about it and then get into some other things this morning with Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue in this morning with Rappahannock United Way, rappahannockunitedway.org, to find out more information about what they do and also how you can get involved, and especially with some of these programs. Prosper Mentoring, before we move on to some other things. It's just baffling as we talk about it why you don't have a waiting list for this.
We should. I'm looking forward to the day that we do. Lots of interest, lots of engagement, but there's something about signing on and saying, "I'll commit." And it is a little daunting, I guess, to sign up for a year program. 6 months is one-on-one coaching. 6 months is the actual workshops. But it's only once a month for the workshops. But, I mean, you get free dinner and you get two hours of great time with women and learning.
And a lifetime of friendships and a lifetime of helps.
Absolutely, because they can always come back. They can always come back for more coaching or for more assistance. And when we know your story, we're more able to quickly help, you know, in times of need. Because that's the thing about Alice is you can be very stable, very successful, but have these blips in your life
like
where you fall.
Your car breaks down
and you've just replaced a hot water heater and the baby's been sick or whatever it is. And sometimes those things happen, or you're in between jobs. We're here. And when you're a part of that group, we can more quickly assess your needs and help you. But I wish there was a line, a waiting list. There should be. We're currently looking for women to join us for the coaching. And then in April, we're going to start our next group workshop. So we want to be there for our community.
Now you get the one-on-one support. You've talked about the success stories are just terrific. Mm-hmm. Give you goosebumps mm-hmm. to
yeah,
hear about absolutely. how things have worked out, and just the number of people that involved you've got the community behind you. You've got so many different agencies or volunteers that want to see you succeed.
Oh, absolutely. The agencies are behind it, and also women leaders in the community who come in and speak to our ladies and share their success stories. Because I I often talk about in our Leadership Fredericksburg classes about those who are successful, it's like an iceberg. You only see the tip of the iceberg, and you're like, oh, wow, I wish I could be like them, and they have this and this and this. You don't see the entire iceberg under the water of all the struggles and how the climb, what did that look like? And they may have been Alice or maybe even have been, on federal help. And no one's going out there telling all that. They just see the success where these women get to see how people have grown and become successful through their struggles and what they wish they had known. And so this is an opportunity to learn that too.
And there's nothing quite like feeling like I'm the only one who has this problem.
Oh,
and then all
absolutely.
Of a sudden, people in your group are—they're talking and they're saying everything that you have lived.
And you're like, "Wait, I'm not alone." Or, "Wait, you've done that too? I thought it was just me, and I was ignorant." Or, and everybody, even instructors, even people that you meet, it's all of us. We've all made. I mean,
right.
How many of us haven't made financial goofs?
Right.
But climb back out, and so we just want to be there as a support for women and to help them to go beyond where they could be at Alice.
So if you may be the boss and you may know of some people
yes.
in your office, or you may know pick mm-hmm. whatever, just people in your sphere that some women who could use this kind of help.
Absolutely. Right, if you are a leader in your organization, your company, and you know of women, invite them to this. You can tell them that you're sponsoring them, even though it's a free program. You could, if you work in churches or you work in nonprofits and you just know people that just struggle financially, and maybe it's masked by other issues, but financial is part of it.
Yeah.
Or you've struggled so long you feel like you've mastered it. Well, maybe you could take this course and learn some new mm-hmm. Tips and strategies for not living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, no, and this is for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get in now before there is a waiting list.
Exactly, we're telling you now, it's a huge secret.
you look at, when you just look at the challenges we all face financially right now, this is the time to start taking this.
Well, it is the time, because some people may have been financially stable up until this point, but with mm-hmm. the inflation of food and gas and car, like all of our expenses are going up exponentially, and maybe you're finding yourself for the first time in this situation, and you think it's at your own fault. It's not. So think about joining us for this, and we make the workshops convenient, but we also, that one-on-one coaching, we make it convenient for you, whether that's going to be in person or virtual. What time and where does that work for you? Night,
yeah.
Weekends, during the day, in the morning, in the afternoon? When is it convenient for you?
You have made this.
We've tried.
You have done everything you can.
Please join us.
You've done everything you can, except just to go out and just start pulling people in and saying, you're going to take this.
Ted's going to come out with this video of Janelle just dragging people
in.
To United Way, and they go, oh, this is great.
This is, yes. We can do
right.
Start to finish. RedPanicUnitedWay.org. Just go there. You'll see Prosper Mentoring and learn about it and share it with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be an evangelist for this, to get people involved.
Absolutely. Take control of your finances. It will help you.
Prosper students.
I remember coming here and saying, please send your students to us.
Yes.
But we've taken a different approach, and the region schools have seen the value of this and have invited us in. So I have lots of shout outs. Caroline High School invited us in for workshops. Thank you, Caroline High School. We were able to educate over 300 students, and we went in about personal finances. We went in and talked to them about getting ready for jobs, job readiness, things that trip us up as adults. The forms we fill out when we start a job, your I-9, what do you have to bring? Why are they telling me to bring in my passport or ID? We show them how to fill it out. The W-4. I remember my son, when he first started his job, I kept saying, please bring your W-4 and Virginia tax forms home for me to help you fill out. Well, he didn't. And then he ended up owing. So he was not successful in feeling he slayed his taxes. But he learned, because he's like, why did I pay? I was like, because you didn't bring the forms
home.
We're teaching them how to think about their taxes and what comes out of their checks, so that when that FICA takes your money, you understand why. We went to Drew Middle School, and we provide weekly financial and job readiness education for all grade levels. We're at Colonial Forge in their postgraduate program. We give monthly workshops for students that have disabilities to gain knowledge and skills so that they can be independent and transition to adulthood. We're working biweekly with personal finance and job readiness to postgraduate students with disabilities as well. And we are having to postpone workshops into the summer and the fall because it's such a popular piece. So students, we want to teach students how to be financially stable. So if you're teaching a financial class in high school, we'll come in and compliment what you're teaching, because they don't always listen to parents and teachers, but sometimes they'll listen to us. We do engaging workshops, and we're not taking time off. It is taking off. Flying out the door, and we would love to talk to any group that works with students. So if you're a nonprofit, not just a school, we'll talk to you about, we've worked with the Girl Scouts and help them get badges.
Yeah, this has a whole lot of, you look at these schools that you just mentioned, every school should be asking you to come in and
we would
present
love,
this.
We love that opportunity. Can you imagine if every student knew and was ready to be financially stable, working in and starting financially stable as they start a job? It's such a success for our community.
Well, we talk about Prosper Mentoring and the skills you're giving there by getting involved as Prosper students. Mm-hmm. You're learning these now, so you're not making mistakes and getting yourself really behind at an early age.
Absolutely, because every time we do any other financial class or workshop with adults, do you know what they say?
I wish I had knew this 10 years ago.
Right? Why didn't I know? Why didn't somebody tell me 10 years ago? Why didn't I know this before? So we're trying to hit it at both ends, the students and the adults. And so, if we could get Prosper Mentoring to take off as successfully as we have Prosper students, it would be a gift. But even though we're busy, don't hesitate to reach out to us if we can be a partner with you.
Well, and as a parent, I would be thrilled that my student is learning these kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Because you've talked many times, as involved in all of this as you are, your children always didn't listen to you, but they would be willing to listen to somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. I would say something and they come home from a workshop or a class and be like, did you know? And I'm like, I just said this 2 days ago.
Yes.
Like, oh, tell me more. And so you do. And we're like that as adults, you just have to hear it differently. And so we bring a different approach and we do hands-on work on teaching them what they need to know about a checking account and a debit card and credit cards and all of those things.
Well, these and all the topics we've had this morning, whether it's been talking about taxes or mentoring, and now with students, it all fits so together that you, Rappahannock United Way, is really at work to try to help the whole person.
We are, and it you know, for those who are data driven, you know, it's all driven by data and what we do. We have a report every year that updates information. It's our United for Alice report. It's on our website, so if you love data, go on there. But in Virginia, 36% of children in Virginia are growing up in financial hardship. And that's
a pretty big number.
It's 667,000 children in Virginia are growing up in financial hardship. And so they live as Alice, asset limited, income constrained, employed. They're earning above the federal poverty level, but still struggling to earn the basic needs. If we can reach them as children and teach them skills to not have to live in that way, or to know the strategies to move beyond the Alice structure, then we will be successful. And so we're trying to prepare not only Alice students, but all students. So we don't just go, oh, wait, who's Alice in the room? We teach everyone, so all students, for adulthood through financial literacy and job readiness skills. We're empowering them to have a brighter future.
And it's just like you mentioned earlier, Janelle, in some of the mentoring classes, to have, you know, a grandmother there, because
yes. Mm-hmm.
She wants to learn it a little better, but then also be able to pass it on to her family.
Right. So we see it both ways. The kids are coming home and teaching their adults in their home skills, and vice versa. So it's successful, and we're very pleased with it.
Boy, and to have the success stories that you have, and on all levels, whether all of this today, you've been able to point to people impacted by this. That's why so many days you talk about, you know, that you're 24 years at Rappahannock United Way. You're able to leave so often just feeling good about what's happening or is happening.
Absolutely, because we're making a huge difference, and we're changing, hopefully, the future for the better.
Quick break, and we'll conclude with some things going on in the community that you might want to know about. RappahannockUnitedWay.org to stay in touch with all of this, or to let people know, especially about mentoring. Get people involved in mentoring.
Yes, send them to us.
You must know somebody who can who would benefit from that. RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Janelle Donahue here. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here with Rappahannock United Way. Good stuff this morning, rappahannockunitedway.org. We'll talk before we release Janelle to her real world responsibilities to talk again about taxes and mentoring and in students. But there are a couple of events that we should talk about that Rappahannock United Way is involved. There's Read Across America is the first.
Read Across America. Let's read across Fredericksburg District Planning District 16. So we are currently looking for volunteers. So if you love reading to little ones, we are looking for volunteers to read to young learners in our local Head Start programs in Planning District 16. So Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania, King George, and Caroline. We will be going into the classroom and looking for volunteers to read to the children. And then each student and the teacher, each class we visit, will receive a book and some financial literacy materials. And the financial literacy materials are at their level, like coloring books, and it talks about money, but at that Head Start level. What was most impressed upon me when we've done this in the past is I take for granted I've always had books in my house growing up, but also with my children.
Yeah.
Some of these children were so excited. They said, "This is my book? I have no books. I have no books at home. Wait,
really?
I get to take this. This is my book?" And it wasn't just that it was their book, but they got to take it home. And so we're looking for volunteers to read to children. And maybe you work up north or don't have the opportunity to get out. We're also looking for those who would be willing to purchase books for the event. Or you could read and purchase books. So if you go to our website, RappahannockUnitedWay.org, there's all the information with our Amazon wish list. So not just purchase any books. We have to be very specific about the books that we're purchasing. So they're on our Amazon wish list. So you can volunteer to read, and there's a sign up on our website. You can sign up to purchase books for the event. Or maybe if you have a different idea, reach out to our staff and share your idea with us. But we're headed to the local Head Start programs. This is Read Across America Week on March 3rd. Happy birthday to my dad that day. March 3rd and through March 7th. So that week is Read Across America Day.
Week, not day. Yeah, right. No,
it's a whole week.
Really, another chance to get involved and in help another group of people in the community. Raising money for Alice. This is an interesting event.
We're getting creative, and our director of philanthropy, Kerry O'Neill. Do you know Kerry?
I don't care. He's very tall.
Very tall.
Maybe the tallest person I know.
Yes, very tall, very memorable. And he is our director of philanthropy at Rappahannock United Way, and he is being very generous to us. He is turning his annual birthday dunk into an opportunity to raise awareness and funds for Alice. And so every year, he does this little video of him at a gym, and he proves that even in his at his age now, middle
advancing age,
that he can still dunk a basketball. And so he has agreed to turn this into a birthday dunk. So he says there are actually people out there who are interested in watching a 58, he wrote this, so I can say his age, 58-year-old try to slam dunk a basketball. So we're working on the details. Doesn't he look young for 58? But he is turning 58 and wants to show even the young ones he can still dunk a basketball. I think he's 6'8", 6'9". I could have that wrong. But anyway, I'm 5'3", so he just it looks very tall to me.
Yeah, he's really tall.
So more details are coming. Okay. So be following us on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and more details to come for that. So that is a fundraising event. And then we are actually going to have another fundraiser for a celebration for my retirement from United Way coming in June. And so I wasn't comfortable with a retirement celebration for just me and thought, well, let's turn it into a fundraiser. And so raising money for United Way to increase our capacity for helping Alice is really important to me and a way for me to say so long for my 24 years career at United Way.
That is so you, though.
It really is.
To look for ways to help.
Still got to fundraise,
the
right?
Community, right?
That's right.
More on that in all of that, and we'll have details too on our Facebook page when some of these things come about. So again, if you're interested in Prosper Taxes, Prosper Mentoring, Prosper Students, just go to RappahannockUnitedWay.org. All kinds of information. The great thing about this show, Janelle has been this morning, it's all about the community.
It's all about
equipping the community for dealing. It's a crazy time with a lot of worries and a lot of unknowns, but a lot of opportunities.
A lot of opportunity to learn, to grow, and to be blessed with what the programs, but also a way for you to give back if you're looking for a way to give back to our community.
Right. Yeah. Because to make these programs work, you need volunteers, and if you have some skills in these areas, and that can help women, that can help people with taxes, can help students.
Yeah. We tell people all the time the way they can help us is they could give donations, they can give, they can advocate, but they can also volunteer. So that's how we get the work done.
We are so fortunate in this community to have Rappahannock United Way, and for the next 4 or 5 months to have Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way here. Janelle, thanks for coming in. We'll talk much, much more.
Thanks for having me.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org. Janelle Donahue, president of Rappahannock United Way. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.